Hi, Dan Sheridan here. It's a pleasure spending time with you. This is lesson 17 in our American history course. Let's get started. Last time we were introduced to Amerigo Vespucci while he was still in the employ of Spain. And in 1500, he went to work for Portugal. And that's where we left off. And we said it was important, very germane to the story. So we're going to give a little background here. Now, after Columbus discovered the New World in 1492, the Catholic nations adopted a rule that would prevent disputes between Portuguese and Spanish explorers in the New World. So on June 7th, 1494, Pope Alexander VI put his stamp of approval on the famous line of demarcation, which was in the Treaty of Tordesillas. Now, the line was a meridian 373 leagues west of the Cape Verde Islands. Now, this treaty did quite a thing. It gave to Portugal all the, quote, heathen lands discovered to the east of that line, and it gave those to the west of it to Spain. And this shows you how much power the Pope had and how much religion and the state were combined. Okay, we saw how Vasco da Gama returned with ships full of treasure after he found his way around the southern tip of Africa and made his way to the east. Now, a few months after Gama's return, a fleet of 13 Portuguese ships, commanded by Cabral, C-A-B-R-A-L, set out to begin again in earnest renewed trade with the east. But something went wrong, really wrong. Instead of hugging the African coast like sailors usually did, Cabral mistakenly went farther out than he realized. And on April 22nd, 1500, he came upon land to the starboard. It turns out that it was the Brazilian coast near Porto Seguro. He made it all the way to Brazil instead of going around Africa. Quite a detour. I'm not sure how long it took Cabral to figure out he was nowhere near where he was supposed to go, but he finally did figure it out, and he thought it was east of the line of demarcation, and that's how Brazil became a Portuguese country, while the rest of the New World was given to Spain. Isn't that interesting? Brazil is a mistake, just like the United States. Well, Cabral didn't go where he planned to go, but he did end up in a new place and that he could claim for Portugal, so he had to send a ship back home to carry the news. Well, the king heard the news and he came up with a plan. He had to find a pilot who already knew the area so he can go there and explore it and claim it for Portugal. And that man was Americus Vespucius. So, Americus got a promotion. Remember, he sailed under Vincent Pinzon and Alonso de Ojeda in his first two voyages. Now he's the man in charge. Hard work pays off. Don't it? So now here he is, the chief pilot. Americus, the chief pilot. I bet you he loved his new title. It felt cool. And so the chief pilot set sail with three ships in May of 1501. It must have been an exciting trip for the new man in charge. And Americus finally found the Brazilian coast at Cape San Roque and explored every nook and cranny as far as the mouth of the River La Plata. Now, after a while, they went a little too far west to find anything for Portugal. They crossed the line of demarcation. So, Amerigo headed southeast and didn't find any land until he arrived at the island of South Georgia, about 1,200 miles east of Cape Horn. It was a little bit chilly there. The Antarctic cold and floating ice drove them back, and they had to return to Lisbon. No sailor ever went that far south before. Must have been cold, though. So it's been two lessons, and I still haven't told you about how America was named. I wanted to build up to that. Two Italians, John Cabot and Christopher Columbus, discovered the New World, but neither one of them had the privilege of having it named after them. Now, that privilege went to the man who followed in their footsteps, and we've just been talking about him. In the next lesson, I'll tell you how America got its name. This time, I promise I'll tell you. And also, we're going to learn about the power of the press, even back in the 1500s. This is Dan Sheridan. That's all I have time for. I really hope you learned something. Until next time, remember this. Be good to one another, because we're in this together.